Chapter 2, The Trips. Dad, being a school teacher, had every summer off. And in the years before the war, we traveled all through 46 states, United States, and Canada and Mexico. Of course, most of those trips I don't remember. I was too young. But I do remember two in particular. One was a trip to Mexico City, actually down below Mexico City to Pueblo, in 1938 when I was five. We drove all the way down there in the middle of the summer, and about halfway down, Dad says it was so hot, he says he thinks he's going to turn around. Mom says, "No, you're not. We've gone this far. We're going to keep on going." And we finally reached the mountains down near Mexico City and drove up in them and hit blessed rain, cooled everything off, and drove into Mexico City. And there was a tourist stop. And Dad got out, went in and talked to them, and he came out with a Mexican fellow who told Dad to move over in the front seat. He was going to do the driving the whole time we were there. And we just had a marvelous time with him. He was a wonderful guy. I think his name was something like Juan Gomez. And we even corresponded after we got back. And he taught us some Spanish, you know, like no manos meant no hands. People, especially the women, the native women, would walk around with loads of clothing or wood and stuff on their heads. And he taught us the name of the big volcano down there, Popocatépetl, and things like that. And the other trip was one we made to, I think it was called Brooklyn Lodge in Wyoming. That was probably in 40 or 41, just before the war, because I know I was older. And it had a lot of characters around there. And it had a huge Great Dane dog that would just love to, he ran free inside the lodge itself, the dining room and everything. He just loved to come up to you and stand up and put his paws on your shoulder and look you straight in the eye. But the most memorable character there was a perpetually drunk, wealthy guy who would like to play horseshoes, and we'd be out at the horseshoe pitch with him. He wasn't very good because he was so inebriated. But one time he decided to stretch out, and he right alongside the pitch, he stretched out and laid his head into a cow pie. That really tore us up. We never forgot that guy.